The superintendent said that in order to give you a full and frank response and answer you the best way possible, I would like you to provide me with a source of information to ensure there's no breach of GDPR. Can you also supply me with more information on the specific dates of the absence of Gardaí on duty in the Glenties area? Can you supply me with the dates and times that it is alleged that Gardaí have been redeployed to areas? And can you also provide me with the names of the members who have had to use their own cars and corresponding dates? That's completely inappropriate for a public representative who's raising ongoing concerns from the public to the Gardaí. He responded, in fairness to him, a number of days later and made it very clear that his questions reflected the consistent reports from members of the public, local representatives and community groups, and he outlined six questions to the Gardaí, including the personnel levels, the current numbers of Gardaí assigned to the Glenties and Ardrahy areas. The response back was to inform him of the times that the Glenties station remains open and says that none of the other questions can be answered for operational reasons. Now, that is shocking.
Obviously, I'm not in a position to comment in detail about the various things other than to share your disappointment, Deputy, with some of that. It certainly on the face of it does not at all seem to me to reach the standard of the response that political representative should have got. So what I will do is I will certainly ask Deputy Coxon in charge of policing operations to look at that, Deputy. So if you could provide that to us, we will certainly look at that.